When he walked out of Jim's office, he closed the door behind him and walked as fast as he could toward the back door. He could hear Jim yelling behind him not to go. When he reached for the door, it suddenly swung open as two men entered. He was thrown off balance when the door hit him, and it knocked him backwards, falling onto a display table of books. He dropped his briefcase on the floor, and the books scattered everywhere. Rain started picking up the books and putting them back on the table. "It's okay, sir. It was just an accident," a woman said, rushing up to him. "I'll put them back." He picked his briefcase up off the floor and turned around to walk out. "I'm sorry, sir," one of the men said. "We should have been paying more attention. I didn't mean to knock you over. Are you okay? Are you hurt anywhere?" Rain shook his head and stepped towards the door. "No, I'm not hurt. I'm fine," he said. When he passed the second man, his eyes widened.
"Wait," he yelled. "I know you. Are you Rain Waters?"
The other man turned around and stared at Rain's face.
"Oh, my God, it is you. I'm a huge fan. I used to come see you perform at Billy Bob's all the time. I have both of your albums."
"Me too,"
the other guy yelled.
"I still play them all the time. They're like collector's items now. Could I get your autograph?"
Rain turned away and walked to the door. "I'm sorry, but you're mistaken," he said. "I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not him. I've never heard of Rain Waters." He pushed the door open and ran to his bike as fast as he could. When he got to it, he unlocked the chain, put his briefcase in one of the black garbage bags, and tied it to the handlebar. Then he took off, heading back to the beach, pedaling as fast as he could, getting soaked in the pouring rain.